Climate change topped the agenda of the three-day meeting of the APEC Business Advisory Council, known as ABEC. Mark Johnson is the chairman of this year's ABEC meeting.
What ABEC is saying to those leaders is there is a real sense of urgency in the business community for the policymakers to set clear rules. Consumers are going to have to change their behavior in response to the costs of climate change, and business is going to have to change its behavior very markedly.
According to ABEC, the 21 APEC economies account for some 60% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, thought to be a major contributor to global warming. Johnson says business will have to invest in new technology to help combat global warming.
Business is going to have to invest in new technology for greater energy efficiency, and it's going to have to invest in new technology to produce cleaner energy. To do those things, we need a clear, transparent framework, preferably a market framework that gives us clear price signals so that we know where to invest.
Another major topic at the ABEC meeting was the trade liberalization negotiations under the World Trade Organization, known as the Doha Round. The talks have stalled over disagreements on cutting agricultural barriers and increasing market access for manufactured goods. Johnson says the APEC meeting is the last chance to revive the talks.
Doha, while many people are getting tired of Doha, this is probably its last, best, and almost only chance. Business, which looks for return on investment, is not getting very much of a return on its investment in Doha. And if we don't see tangible progress, business will move on to alternatives.
ABEC is made up of up to 3 members of the private sector of each of the 21 APEC economies. It is a permanent body aimed at providing an independent business perspective within APEC. ABEC will present its annual report at the APEC leaders meeting this weekend. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Sydney.